CBA, KO4NUE. KO4NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
Hello, Chad, KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, how are you, sir? KO4NUE, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Did you enjoy your pumpkin pie?
I haven't got it yet. Jerry's, he's kind of under the weather, so we're kind of distancing.
You know, I'd been texting him today. I realized that, he can't really talk, so I was texting him. So, alrighty. Well, just, I hope you get to it soon, sir.
Yeah, so we're planning on getting a chicken your way. So I owe him a chicken for bringing you a chicken. So that's three chickens, right?
One chicken, right?
One chicken. And I owe Jerry a chicken for bringing it to you. Then I'm going to need a chicken. So that's three chickens, right?
Okay, I understand now. Yes, sir.
All right. Good deal.
I enjoyed the net Monday night. I thought that went smoothly. There was a couple of hiccups, but you handled it great.
Yeah, you know, I kind of missed that call, though. That's kind of like, you know, I don't know what to compare that to. Well, it's kind of like borrowing your dad's truck and totaling it. Well, Dad, I brought it back home, but it's in pieces. But I brought it back home. It's kind of like, then there's that.
I know where you're going there. When I was a young boy, I used to borrow Dad's car, and I swear to God, every time I got behind the wheel and drive it, something would act up, something would go wrong or whatever, and I'd bring it back and say, Dad, the car ain't working. And he'd read me the riot act saying that it worked before I gave it to you. What did you do? So we'd go out there and we'd find something, and eventually he'd tell me, no, that wasn't your fault. That's something I overlooked or whatever. But it was just every time I got behind that wheel to drive his car, I swear it would break.
Kind of like that with my daughter. It's just one problem after another. And she drives it, and then Anna drives it, and they're both telling me the same thing, and then I get in it, and I can't hear it, or it just won't act up on me. So this morning, I had to go to Greenville, went all the way to Donaldson Center, and I got, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles down 85, and she laid down on me. Luckily, I was able to get it back home, but by the time I got to Greer, it had already gone in limp home mode, and I went home at about 10, 12 miles an hour. So, yeah, sometimes it is, sometimes it ain't, but this time I agree with them.
Well, I won't keep you. I just heard you in there and just wanted to holler at you. And, yep, sitting here relaxing, trying to find out what I can watch on TV tonight.
We watched a pretty good one the other night on, I believe it was Netflix. A murder mystery by Edgar Allan Poe. Some kind of eyes, blue eyes through pale eyes. Something like that. It was pretty good. He waits right to the end, though, to let you know how it's, what the deal was. But it was pretty good. It's a pretty good mystery.
I'll have to look that up. I got Netflix and Hulu and a few others, so. Alrighty, sir. Well, you and Anna have a wonderful evening there. And we will chat with you later on, sir. KA3JCA, be clear on yours.
So, tell Sally and Ashley. I said hello. 73s, and we'll get you some chicken next week, depending on how Jerry feels. But anyway, KO4NUE 73s. I'm clear.